for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, December the 31st, 1985. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is a deliverance service, and the teachers this afternoon are Earlene Moody, Jean Moody, Glenn, and Irma Miller.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Positive thinking programs, I know. A lot of people are involved in that to make money and all that. Self-development therapies, yoga and meditation. TM, that's a diabolical thing if there ever was one for your mind. It'll ruin your mind. Martial arts, all kinds of karate and all kinds of martial arts. EFT, I don't know anything about that, but it's all, young people know about these things. They've been involved in it. I'm too old to that wasn't in my age bracket. We didn't even know about this stuff. Reincarnation, people will argue with me about reincarnation, and you cannot believe in most of these false doctrines unless you believe in reincarnation. Reincarnation will lead you into ultimate reconciliation, because if you don't make it in this life, you'll make it in the next, they say. So don't even worry about it. And they have studied this from the old masters. Mrs. Mazzani knows about it because there's a group that's around here, and they throw away their Bibles and their gods. Whatever is inside them, that's God, and they can do whatever he tells them to do. They don't know which God it is. Silver mind control. Now, I don't know much about that, but I know it's bad because we've had some close encounters with that. Psychedelic music, all kinds of pop and rock music and Christian rock music. If you don't believe about Christian rock, you just get David Wilkerson's book. Isolation tanks. I don't know what that is. And near-death experiences. All of this. All this, there's all kinds of things, and Ekinkar is out-of-body soul travel. We had a doctor's wife came here several years ago, and she wanted help, and we prayed for her some, and I asked her, well, how'd you get into this? Well, she studied it and paid money and got it. She had a little gun in her purse that she was going to kill her husband when she got home. She came to see if there was any help, but she had her mind already made up. These spirit guides and all this stuff had told her to kill her husband. I said, well, that's pretty ridiculous. And he was a doctor. And the reason she was doing it is because when he came home from work at night, he would turn on Hee-Haw. And she thought, the spirit made her think that he was in love with those girls on Hee-Haw. And we prayed and prayed and prayed for her. She had a hard time with that. But she didn't kill her husband, praise God. All kinds of healing of warts and all that kind of stuff. Magic charms, curios, all that kind of stuff. Indian powwows, spiritualism. There's all kinds of books out on spiritualism. I've never read any, and I don't want to. But if you've read any, you need to destroy the books and denounce it and have somebody that's stronger in the spirit than you to denounce and help you pray.
You were speaking about spirit guides. Now, these spirit guides sometimes manifest themselves to children.
Mm-hmm.
You just had an opportunity to break those powers up. Two different children. One, his father was killed in an accident, and he used to come to him at night, and he would get up out of bed and have conversations with him.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandmother, who was a Christian, happened to mention it to me, how he got so much comfort out of visiting with his dad. Well, I explained to her that we broke that, and that spirit has never manifested itself again. And also a little child that was abused so much, he had a little friend he called Engel. And this lady that I work with that loves him and takes care of him came and told me she was so concerned. And he says, what does he look like? Is he beautiful? And he said, no, he's ugly as sin. And this was a two-year-old child. Now, how would a two-year-old child know how ugly sin was? And we broke that, too. So these imaginary things your kids see are not imaginary.
Yeah, they see. They actually see them. We've got experiences with Buddhas. Is that what you're going to say?
Dolls and teddy bears and all.
Dolls and teddy bears and things like that. I don't know if Shirley's still here or not, but Shirley Smith did the. Are you here, Shirley?
No. That's Irma. That's the spirit of the poltergeist.
Yes, that's right.
It's supposed to be a pretty ghost, a friendly spirit.
It's like white magic. White magic, that's supposed to be good, but it's bad. All kinds of metaphysical healings. And pendulum, swinging a pendulum in front of somebody. And trances. going into trances. I'm not going to go into it, but a preacher once was preaching, and he had gone to a spiritualist medium. He called her a spiritual medium, Christian spiritualist medium, to find out something. She threw him in a trance on the couch and led him back to his previous lives, so he said, and he was back clear to Calvary. It was office rigmarole, and I didn't know very much then. I didn't know all this stuff, but I knew enough about the Lord that when he finished, I put up my hand. I waited till he finished. I put up my hand, and I said, well, you are a minister. You have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you say. Why would you go to somebody, a spiritualist, to find out what you're supposed to do? And talk about, there was only about, probably, 30 people in the audience? Man, did they pounce on me. They said, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She doesn't even understand. This is too much for her. I said, I know enough to know that a minister of the gospel should not be going to a spiritualist. That I knew. That I knew. But I'll tell you, when he got up to preach, he sang with a guitar. He sang all the courses we sing. That all looked fine. But when he got up to preach, as my spiritual eyes were open, and out came his tongue like a viper. About three times, and I thought, oh, no, Lord, now what in the world are you going to show me about this? And then he started in all this rigmarole. He was once a priest, but he went to a house of ill repute. When he came out, his priestly garments were taken off. He was at Calvary when Jesus was crucified, and he was fisting and making fun of Jesus, but he ran up and put his hand in the side, and then he started to preach, and they threw him over the wall, and all of this stuff, and all those people. And these were the very people that went to our church, our Assembly of God church, the very people, our closest neighbors and friends, took us there because they said, once you hear this man, of course, we were also hungry in that church. We wanted to see the move of God. We wanted to feel something spiritual. And everybody, we were also hungry that they thought they'd really found it. And I couldn't believe it. And they went right for it. And I'm telling you, they're in darkness yet, those people. A lot of dreams are not of God. And even though, Glenn, we were brought here by a vision, that's an actual picture back here in the woods of Glenn's vision. We might talk about that tonight, or he might talk about that tonight. It had to have clear water, a waterfall, trees that shed their leaves, and all everything like that. But I'm telling you, we aren't moved by visions unless you really check them out. It took us 7 years to get here after that vision. 7 years. And I believe we checked it out every which way and everything. Because there's so many people prophesying over people and say, you were supposed to marry so-and-so, and I've seen so many people so upset and divorced because somebody told them they should marry. That's all a bunch of hocus-pocus. You better pray, and if the Lord wants to talk to you about something, he will have already confirmed it in your heart, and this will be a second confirmation. Astrology, I had read horoscopes, but I had never been to a fortune teller or anything like that. Metaphysics, I'd never read metaphysics books. Self-realization, we've heard a lot about self this time. Yoga, handwriting, I've gone over. Gene Dixon and Edgar Casey books, Arthur Ford, Ruth Montgomery, and Tolkien's books, and I guess the librarian up here had to quit. She's a Christian lady. She said, I could not handle those witchcraft books anymore. She said, so many of them are coming in, and the kids are all demanding them, and then they check them out, and they steal them. They never bring them back in. And she said, I'm retiring from the library, taking early retirement, because I cannot stand those witchcraft books that the kids are so wild about. Rosicrucianists, spiritualism, Mormons, Christian Science, Unity. Now, that is a very strong spirit if you've read Unity books. They're free, and they're like little books. Recently, we were in Springfield, Missouri, and a woman had called down here, and she wanted us to pray. And they wanted to come down here, and I said, well, next week we're coming to Springfield. This is about a month, 2 months ago, maybe. And so I said, maybe we can get together in our motel or something and we'll pray. They both needed prayer, her and her husband. So we got up there, and he was a banker, had to retire because he was getting Alzheimer's disease or something like that. And all of his muscles were given away, and he lost lots of weight, and he was getting sort of feeble. And she had bad arthritis. And as we started to pray, I felt to pray for her first. And I kept getting the word unity up here in what I call my little television that the Lord sometimes opens up and shows me. And I said, where does Unity books come into your life? She said, oh, no, I don't believe in Unity. I said, but have you ever read them? She said, well, no. Then pretty soon she said, well, my neighbor did give me one once, my friend. I don't remember if I read it or not. I said, did you burn it or throw it out? And she said, I think I did. She said, I don't think I have it anymore. So we prayed some more about her arthritis and bitterness and all this stuff. And then we prayed for her husband. And then I said, I have to pray for you again. I keep getting Unity books. I said, now be very honest with me and tell me, have you ever read Unity books? I said, it's so strong, I know it has something to do with you. She said, well, yes. She said, my son has just gotten a new job at a real estate office in here in Springfield, and the woman is strong in Unity. And he brought me all the books that she has given him to read so he can sell real estate better. I said, well, you better burn them. You better get them out of your house, and you better warn your son. Well, that's a hard thing, you know, to a mother whose son is trying to be successful. But I hope they do it. I hope they do it. All kinds of, well, we've gone into most everything, I think. There's multitudes of it, though. Buddhas, we're going to publish again. Is there a Buddha in your house? Now, I understand there's some people here, I've talked to them, that have a Buddha in their house. I tell you, you better renounce it, and the father better get in there and have a big war against that Antichrist Buddha spirit. You don't have to worship it. You just bring it in your house. It says, bring no abominable thing into your house. That's Deuteronomy 7, last two verses. Lest you become a cursed thing like it. Buddhism will bring you insanity. It will bring you all kinds of distress. You won't be able to sleep night or day. It brings all kinds of unrest. It can bring almost anything. So you need to really check it out. There's a lot of people wear little gold Buddhas around their neck. They buy them in the Orient or in the islands here when they go. Now, here's the symptoms. And you be very careful if you want to jot it down. Here are the symptoms of the occult. Depression. We get so many people calling. They're so depressed. They want to kill themselves. They don't know what to do. They can't work. They're just depressed. They can't sleep. They're gloomy. Or they're indifferent. And they're irresponsible. They can never get to church on time. They can never get to their job on time. They don't work half the time. They're sick. They have unpredictable behavior. If you have any of these, delusions, all kinds of delusions. I have to listen by the hour sometimes to people who have all these delusions, and you can't just turn them off, but they're just a silly something that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It takes up your time, and sometimes I just say, stop, wait a minute, let's pray. That's a delusion. Uncontrollable passions and uncontrollable appetites. This is what brings on our obesity and our we want to know what brings on gluttony and obesity. It's from the occult. Sexual perversions, all kinds of sexual perversions, enslavement to drugs and alcohol, tobacco, compulsive eating. Some days in the past, more than it is now, I try not to let it go. I'm hungry all day. I'm just eating and eating and eating and eating, and I'm not even hungry really, but I'm just eating, and I come against that. It's coming from someplace in the occult. Uncontrollable tempers and appetites and hate and psychopathic tendencies. Chronic fear, anxiety, nervousness, feeling of being inadequate, self-pity, abnormal desires for attention, extremely negative personality. They're negative all the time. Compulsions. They lie. They steal. Christians steal. Did you know that? They do. They gamble. Obsessions. Fear of dying, acute jealousy, thoughts of self-destruction or suicide. We just had a long article in our morning newspaper on suicide, and I'm very sorry I didn't keep the edition. I'm going to have to go up and rebuy it because it continued, and we were gone a lot, and the newspapers pile up, and I wanted to keep it, but I threw it out. But I need to study it more. Psychic experiences, all kinds of, and often these spirits will be false gifts. False prophecies, false interpretations, false tongues, all of that. A lot of that comes from another Jesus. You get that in the Jesus-only churches, or you get that in the oneness churches. I'm sorry. We've had an experience about 3 days lasting of the Spirit called himself another Jesus. And Brother Worley was here, and I'm telling you, they were up in our house, and we could not, and they would not, renounce it. But there's a lot to that. And I hope I didn't hurt any of your feelings, but you better get out of those churches. Run for your life. Chronic doubts. not being able to read the scripture, not wanting to read the scripture, and sometimes wanting to read it, read down through a whole page and you don't know what you read, unscriptural beliefs, inability to receive Christ or the Holy Spirit. We had a boy here for a long time, and we would just pray, and then we'd have a camp meeting, and he'd stand up and he'd say, "I'm not born again." He could not receive and believe that he was born again. And then the devil tells them, "You've already blasphemed the Holy Spirit, so you're lost forever." That's a very common thing, and that could drive people crazy. Abnormal talking. You want me to stop a minute? Abnormal talking, or talking real loud, or muttering, talking to oneself. Shunning others, and very unkempt appearance. Unkempt appearance. Bright or glazed eyes, or very sullen and pouty. Marital and parental problems, strife and discord in the church. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to bare my soul today.
I want you to talk about Lamaze.
These are days that try women's souls.
Oriental objects and oriental things.
That's right. Anything. We were called up here to pray for an international director of the full gospel. And when we went in there, I'm telling you, I was stunned. They were millionaires, and they had everything done in Oriental. They had all kinds of murals on the wall, and I felt like holding my head and saying, "Oh, no." But we had another young preacher with us that walked in where angels fear to trot, and he just says to this man was real sick, and he had called for us to come. He had cancer, I think. And this other fellow said, "Lady," to the wife, "You better get all this stuff out of and burn it up because you're killing your husband with all your decorations." They had all kinds of Chinese stuff. Well, Lamaze, we are writing an article on it. It's out of print. But for years I never heard of Lamaze in California. If it's out there, it never come around our path. We didn't know about it. But it's a natural childbirthing, but it's a particular kind, and it's of the occult. I did not know what it was, but we had a young couple come here, and they weren't able to have a child. And the problem was, they'd been married 7 years, but her mother had told her since she was a little girl, "If you ever have a baby, it will be mongoloid." Because there was a mongoloid child way back in the family, and this mother thought she was doing them a good turn. Well, she was very tied to her mother, and that's bad. When you get married, you leave your mother and your father, and you cleave unto your husband. That's what I do. I cleave to Glenn. I tell you, 45 years of cleaving to Glenn. But this little girl, I won't go into the deliverance. We'll probably put it in a book if we ever get it written. But she was down here on the floor, and she looked like the Sphinx. You know what that is? She never batted her eye. She never moved an eyelid. And she never moved for a long time. But we were praying for her husband because he was about to go berserk because he wanted a child, and she would not let him touch her. So we prayed. And finally she began to cry out, "My mother! My mother! My mother!" I said, "What's with your mother?" And we broke the soul ties between her and her mother. She couldn't even go to the grocery store without calling her mother to see if it was all right to go get a loaf of bread and a pound of meat. She couldn't buy a sheet. She couldn't do anything. I tell you, if you mothers are tying your kids up like that, that's wrong. Amen. Absolutely wrong. Amen. And we prayed for her. The long story, short story, whatever it is, she got pregnant and they had a darling baby. But last they got, they came over here and they were so excited all the time. He would always be showing me her tummy when there was nothing there hardly, but they were so excited. And they told me they were taking Lamaze lessons. Well, I didn't know what that was. And I thought, I guess it's all right. They're doing it at the Baptist Hospital. And when that baby was born, I believe he had the cord around his neck. I'll have to look up. But anyway, we went to see him. He had a rupture, too, and they had to operate on him. We went to see him, and that child looked black. He had a terrible, dark countenance. And you that have been deep into the occult, the Lord shows me darkness over you. Often he'll show me that. This child was very dark, and we prayed for it. And somehow, I didn't know it was the Lord, but I just had a feeling that maybe it had something to do with Lamaze, but I didn't know what Lamaze was. And then another lady that comes here from up north, Their children had been married a long time, and they finally had a baby, and they had it Lamaze, and that little thing was born with its eyelid drooping. But it's a good thing that there was a praying grandmother, because she prayed that child back. And then a girl uptown that worked for us had a baby, and the cord was wrapped around its neck, and she went to the Lamaze classes. It was the thing to do about 10 years ago when we moved here. And they went over to Little Rock, and that baby was born dead. Well, we had a spirit-filled doctor in this town, pediatrician, and they had called him just before the baby came, I guess, or right at the birth, and they had already come out and told the grandmother and the husband that the baby was dead. But Dr. Trishman literally raised that baby from the dead, commanded life to come in and death to go out. So I got to thinking more and more about it, and years went by. And I would say, Lord, I don't know what you're trying to show me. And then at one of the Pentecostal churches here, their granddaughter had a baby, and it had a hole in its heart. And so I knew if I could ever look at that Lamaze teaching book, I could probably get the answer. But apparently they tell them, don't show this book to anybody. They cost $35, or they used to, probably $50 now. And I asked Charlene, I said, would you ask your daughter-in-law if we could see that Lamaze book? So she asked her, and she said, no, I'm not showing that to anybody. I paid $35 for that, and I'm not. She wouldn't even show it to Charlene, her mother-in-law. So one day, the Lord, if you'll keep asking him, he may show you lots of things and you don't understand it. Just keep your mouth shut and keep praying and saying, Lord, show me more, show me more. Tell me what this is. And one day, I was talking to the wholesale house, the regular book wholesale house at Spring Arbor, and they carry a lot of Christian books. And I said, do you ever have anything on childbirth or Lamaze or anything like that? She said, well, we got the biography of Lamaze. I said, how much is it? She said, $2.95. I said, put it in my order. The first thing is hypnosis and mind control. Yet, to have a baby with them, you've got to concentrate on a black dot on the wall, and your husband keeps prodding you to look at that. He won't let you have a normal pain, I guess, to deliver the baby. You have to look at that dot and get your mind off of it. So ridiculous. Well, I wrote an article on Lamaze. Now, oh, boy, did that stir up the world. But we're out of all that publication, so we've worked on it, and we've added a lot to the article. I just wrote what I've seen and heard and experienced, and Sandy's been helping me and Patty, and we're going to print that again. Jeanette hasn't helped us. She's helped us on other things. Now I'm going to talk about curses of divorce. How many have divorced in their families or have been divorced? See, that's coming from the occult. We have it in our own family. My brother, due to my mother, I never told you this. When Derek Prince was at our house in 1970, he said, you and Glenn are both under the power of a fortune teller. Well, we said we've never been to a fortune teller, but we don't want to be under that power. And I had read a few horoscopes. Sit down, sweetheart. Sit down and listen. I'm going to tell you a story. Praise the Lord. Just praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We had never been to a fortune teller. We had no idea. My parents were ministers. Glenn's mother is an old-time Pentecostal, received the Holy Spirit in 1922, sits on the front seat, still to this day, 85 years old, hallelujah, praise the Lord, works at the Illinois Assembly of God campground every day she can. In Guam, flies all over the world, but we didn't know of anybody. I said to Derek, I don't want to be under this power of the fortune teller, so he prayed for me in a tent lifted off of me of darkness. I could see better, I could think better, I could hear better and everything. That thing had me so bound. And I thought, oh, my goodness, where is this coming from? So I said to him, well, I've read a few horoscopes. He said, no, it's coming through your mother some way, or your mother's mother. Well, my parents lived in the Middle West, and so he prayed for Glenn. When he prayed for Glenn, another tent lifted off of me. I could see even better. And I don't know what sensation he had. Anyway, I couldn't wait to find out. So Glenn's mother came over the first part of the week, after Derek had left, and I said to her, do you know anybody in the family that's ever been to a fortune teller? Because Derek Prince says we're under the power of a fortune teller. And he prayed for us. Oh, my man, she hit the ceiling. She said, you tell that old Derek Prince, he don't know what he's talking about. He don't know what he's talking about. He don't know what he's talking about. And when she said that, that tent came right down over me again. Oh, she said, everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. Well, that's an old bunch of nothing. That's right. It's way down so deep that the blood's way up in the heart and it's way down in your innermost being, the spirits that comes from this. Well, I couldn't wait to get to my parents. I didn't call them on the phone. I wanted to ask them face to face, and I never dreamed.
She said she didn't.
Oh, yeah. Glenn's mother said she'd been to a fortune teller. 17 years old. She said, but I don't believe it. Everything's under the blood, you know. Well, it wasn't. And so my mother, the same thing, at a family reunion, we went back a little later in the summer, and we had a big Illinois family reunion and a big dinner, everybody at the table, and right out of my mouth, I didn't even think about it ahead of time. I said, has anybody been to a fortune teller in this family? My aunts and uncles were there, and my mother said, oh, yes, I had when I was 17 years old. I thought, oh, dear. And so I told her. You know what she said? You tell that old Derek Prince he don't know what he's talking about. He don't know what he's talking about. And she said, everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. But it didn't come down over me, because Glenn had already prayed it off of me from his mother, and I was alerted enough. But my dad, oh, it caused a whole... You know how these dinners can start up something. But my dad took it right up. He said, now wait just a minute. Everybody just quiet down here. He said, maybe this does have some connection. But my brother had been divorced and married and divorced and married and divorced until I'd lost count. And I saw how it wounded and hurt my parents. I could have been divorced many times. I would get that voice, you know, you better get a divorce. This has gone on long enough. You better get a divorce. But I never did, and I'm mighty glad I didn't, because I didn't know it was an evil spirit talking to me. And Glenn has two other brothers. There's three boys and three girls in the family. All three of the boys' wives, including me, have all had nervous breakdowns. And that's where it comes from, the occult. And it wasn't, it's just sort of, you know, that's the way it is. We've all had nervous breakdowns, all the girls. Glenn's sister took her life. She was a preacher. And she hung herself one day. See, that's where suicide comes from. That's where suicide comes from. And now it's into the grandchildren. Our son got a divorce. Our son got a divorce because of the occult. Because of me and Glenn and our ancestors. See, it was visited down upon us to the third and the fourth generation. And if you haven't done it, your mother may have, or your grandmother may have, or... My great-grandmother came from Germany, and she read palms when she came over here. My mother told me this, but I didn't remember it. My grandmother went to fortune tellers all the time, and our daughter got a divorce. Then our son got a divorce, and we're very much against divorce. And we didn't know where all this was coming from. And then now it's starting in Glenn's family. Glenn's the oldest, so the brothers, and now one of his brothers' girls got a divorce. And one of his sister's children... Her only son, they're ministers. He's got a divorce. His wife left him. You see what this thing brings? A little going to a fortune teller can bring. And you think all this is not distressing to all of us? And it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. And we need to be free of it. And we need to be very honest and think about it. And ask the Lord to tell you, has this been in our family line? I dare say, now we haven't talked on incest. We don't have time, I guess, this convention to talk about incest. But incest goes for 10 generations. The occult goes to the third and the fourth generation. And I think it behooves everybody, I don't care how proud you are or how sure you are that you've never done any of these things, I think it would behoove you, and I think you'd want to do it, to go through deliverance to see if maybe there might be something. Because it's a terrible thing. When these divorces come, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. Our son's wife was a very high-up policewoman on the vice squad. She didn't even answer to the chief. She answered to the commissioner. Very high up. And when they put her with another police officer to check out all the vice, she was very good. She arrested doctors and lawyers in Los Angeles and Hollywood. And I used to tell her, you're not afraid of the devil himself. She'd just go into dens of iniquity and she'd go into these, she'd open smut shops herself, her and these policemen. And she'd dress up in the office garb. And I'm sorry to say that I didn't realize that I should be praying more for her. And one day she just told our son, I want you to move out. I'm in love with the captain. And he couldn't believe it. And so he finally moved out, but he thought it was a passing thing and she would get over it. But she never did. But she got cancer and she died. I am so sure that it's witchcraft and rebellion towards God that is bringing on all of these diseases. I am so positive. from insanity, arthritis. It's our rebellion. We don't want to eat like God says to eat. We don't want to do what God says. We don't want to obey His voice. And we are in a terrible shape, Christians. And we all need help. Now, are you with me? Well, shall we get rid of them once and for all this afternoon? There is so much darkness on some of your faces that I want to cry. In fact, I was upstairs in my office praying for about an hour and weeping and crying for God's people and asking the Lord to please deliver His people, deliver us, and teach us more knowledge. We're only touching. I tell you, these kids have been on drugs. I don't know a thing about drugs. When Kevin came, he had been a lot on drugs. He taught me a lot and told us a lot. He was already off of them, but the results were there. You see, these powers linger on. You may quit smoking, but the powers in your lungs, I don't want to go into this right now, but it is a subject. The powers, I don't understand powers too much, but the power of cancer is in your lungs. And if you've smoked, you need to get rid of that. Now, I tried smoking, you know, growing up in a parsonage, you're told don't do this and don't do that. And I did try smoking for a little while. And one day, I had the awfulest cough. It's in the summer. And I caught cold from the air conditioner being so cold in here and going out in a hot car. And I would cough and cough and cough and cough. And one day, I was walking down the hall of this White House up here where we had moved our office to. And my office was in the kitchen, and Kevin was in the living room making tapes in the living room part. And all this furniture was out. And I walked down the hall. And just as I did, Kevin whirled around in the spirit and said, "You sting of death, come out of her now in Jesus' name." And I started coughing it up. And when I coughed it up, you know what came up? A big fog of cigarette smoke. I said, "Kevin, did you smell that?" It was a menthol cigarette. And he said, "Yes, that's cigarettes." He said, "Do you smoke?" I said, "No. Long time ago, I tried it." And about 2 days later, I kept praying about it. And I used to make lunch for Kevin and Glenn and I. We were the only three here at the time. And after lunch, I would go in the living room and pray. There's a special place in our living room that's just holy. And if you really want to touch the Lord, I go in there and I just, many Sunday mornings I go in there and I just sit in God's presence. It's so beautiful. His presence is very strong here right now. Can you feel the anointing? It's going to break these yokes and destroy them. And I went in there and I was thinking about that. The powers of the cigarettes that were still in my lungs and how that Kevin had cast that out of me. And all of a sudden I began to cough and I brought up something like what I would call a membrane. It was about like this. It looked something like a, what are those sand things that has?
Sand,
it looked something like a sand dollar, but it had a little thing, which I call like a little red ladybug or something in the middle. And it had little veins running out all through it, and you could see it through this clear membrane. And I knew that was a cancer that I had brought up. I don't know if you can receive that or not. We had another missionary that came here, and I thought she was an angel. She came because she said she needed prayer and just spiritual help, and she stayed here one whole winter, her and Patty roomed together. And the night before she was going to leave to go back to Oklahoma, Enid, she said to me, "I want you to pray for me." I thought, "Pray for you? Honey, you're an angel. You should be praying for me." And I went, she said, "No, I want to be prayed for." And so she said, "I want to be prayed for that sting of death on me from smoking." So I said, "Oh, okay." And we began to pray, she and I, and all of a sudden that whole room filled with menthol cigarette smell. And she had smoked Kools for years. And she got a tremendous deliverance. I believe that saved her from cancer of the lungs. I truly believe that. Do you believe that? I had another thought about another case. I guess the Lord doesn't want us to bring it up right now, but eventually one day we hope to get all of this in writing as the Lord directs us and as He leads us. He told me several years ago, "When I'm ready for you people to write books, I will give you the help. I will give you the time to do it and everything." And I believe we're getting right about that time. We have wonderful help here. Wonderful girls in the office, Sandy, on that computer, Patty in the office doing everything. We all do everything. We used to clean toilets until David came, and God sent David to us. But that wasn't anything for Patty and I during a convention to take the plunger, the mop, and the bucket and run upstairs to the dorms and mop up in between services. And We're none of us are too good to do anything when it has to be done. Whatever your hands find to do, do it. But anyway, the Lord wants to deliver us. He wants to deliver us, but we have to repent first. The first thing to do is repent when you know you've got these things in you.
Let me say just another word before you have us pray. The scriptures is full. The word is full of scriptures in relation to don't bring an abominable thing into your house. Now, I know there's people sitting here that do not agree with us and what the Lord showed us. That's okay. But the Lord showed us by sovereign act of His revelation of Himself, not what somebody told us about bringing abominable things into your house, by many circumstances. And there's many scriptures about abominable things, and some of it's food that we eat. I'm not going to talk about it. But what brought that to my mind was her talking about the Buddha and about the Buddha and about bringing abominable things to your house. Now, it seems so simple. So simple. But Avon, some of Avon, carries a lot of connotation of witchcraft and sorcery with it. And they work into the things. They work Buddhas and they work different designs into the Avon.
But you won't see them with your naked eye.
No, you won't see it. You have to hunt for it. You have to know it's there.
Kevin wants to talk.
It's done. One of them is a thing called a Victorian lady. Victorian, and all these things are made to be keepsakes and antiques. You know, they make them like that. But the Victorian lady has a Buddha works into it. You look real close. If you've got one, you find, get rid of it. Get rid of it.
We also are going to reprint our little booklet called, Is There a Buddha in the House? In your house. And we have all kinds of people that we've prayed for. They're always looking black. They always look black to me. Now, I don't know how you people, how the Lord shows you discerning of spirits, but they will always look black. Kevin, just a second. I want to talk about something else about black. There's a lady that comes to our meetings, and I saw her one day, and her nose was black, totally black like a Negro. And I said to Glenn, can you see that? He said, yeah. I said, I wonder what that is. I wonder what's wrong with her. He didn't know, but when the Lord shows me something like that, I keep seeking Him to find out. I guess I'm curious, or I know that He wants to show us something, and I kept praying, Lord, and every time she'd come to church, she doesn't come here all the time, I would wonder, what makes her nose so black? Because she's a beautiful person, a beautiful lady. And one day, I was just, before I came down one morning, I was watching the Today Show, the news, and Dr. Art Uhlein was on there, and he said, I'm going to talk about death today. He said, I'm going to tell you how we doctors know when people are going to die. Shall I wait? Just pray in the Spirit now. The devil will interfere with everything he can if we don't stay right in the Spirit. He corandala bahandala kisi tala handala kabosandala kitala masitala mahandala kisi tali andala wakori andalia. Koliama sikandalia sitala mahandala kiva sitala mandalia kusi tali andala bahandu kisi barandala kasi andala hayo kisi sika brika tali andala wasandala bandoria. Oriama Hayandoria, Sika Deleva, Santandeleva, Sandala Bandoria, Kiliama, Sandala Bandoria, Kiliama, Sakandele, Missimiliama, Sanda. Yes, you need to read that on tobacco and the Indians. You really do. And I'll tell you something else. The roots of perversion, homosexuality, and lesbianism is all in the occult. All in the occult. It is the closest thing to the Holy Spirit, I believe, to my understanding. It's very hard to detect when some tongues come forth if they're false tongues. Sometimes. It's hard to detect it. But usually, whatever the prophecy or what comes forth, if you're tuned in, you know, half of we Christians sit in the audience and we're never tuned in to the Spirit. What is the Spirit saying? You're looking at everything else around you, but what is the Spirit? I like to sit very intently and very still and not even move. Like this morning when He was bringing forth those prophecies, and when you get up and move around, and when you wiggle and flop the pages of your Bible and make all kinds of noise, you distract everybody around you, and that's the devil trying to keep you from hearing what the Lord is trying to say to the church, what the Spirit's trying to say to the church. Are we ready? Okay. Dr. Eulene says when people are going to die or dying, their nose turns black first. So I thought, well, now, Lord, I don't want that woman to die, that's for sure. And the Lord said, no, it's spiritual death on her. A spiritual death on her. It could have been natural death, too, because she was sick for a while. So I began to pray for her, and it went away. It went away. I never see it on her anymore. So that's a little key. Discerning of spirits is very simple and very easy. We always make all the gifts of the Spirit so hard. We haven't seen the gifts operate yet. They're only in the little minute. Wait till the sons of God really come forth and the seven spirits of God come forth and you've got all knowledge and all wisdom. And the Lord Jesus is looking right out through your eyes at people. They won't be able to stand in front of you. It'll be the Ananias and Sapphira ministry. We haven't seen the gifts operate. Some people say, oh, we're way past the gifts. That's a bunch of humbug. We haven't seen the gifts. Latter Rain saw the gifts a little bit. I'm telling you, in one meeting, I wasn't there, but I heard about it. Two men came in from headquarters to see what this church was up to. And a man stood up. He didn't even know the men. But he said, the Lord just tells me there's two men in here that are spies. And they're here to try to break up this service. And if they don't leave, they're going to drop dead.
Or repent.
Or repent or leave. They're going to drop dead. And the two men got up and ran out. God's not going to fool around us forever. When we learn all these things, we are obligated to walk in the truths that we've learned. Let's repent. Pray after me. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus to repent. We are sorry for our ignorance, and we're sorry for our willfulness. We want to be delivered. We ask for your precious blood to wash down over us. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us and help us to understand what a deceiving spirit this witchcraft and sorcery and divination are. We ask you to alert us and open up our spiritual senses and exercise them that we will understand and know what you're trying to show us. We thank you for all the knowledge you've brought to all of us. And we ask you to bring more to us as we're able to contain it. Now your word says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We are whosoever's, and we're calling on your name today to deliver us from all evil, to deliver us from the occult and the powers of the occult. And we thank you. Now, you don't have to pray anymore. You've asked him to deliver you. Now, it's your job. The reason they call it deliverance, it's like what goes on in a delivery room. Now, you men don't understand much about that. It's painful. This is hard on your flesh. It's hard to be honest, but you must be if you want to be free. It's all kinds of things goes on in the delivery room, but when it's all over, you forget all about it the next day because you've got something good to show for it, and you're going to have something good inside of you. You're going to have more of Jesus inside of you. That's why you need to do this. And we want to especially pray for both the parents and this little girl. You see, I was once there, so it doesn't shake me up too much. A lot of people run up to me and saying, how come you didn't pray for her the first day? There's a time to do all things. And you can run in where angel spirit had trod if the Lord tells you to. But she's better every day. These ladies have been praying with her, and she's better every day. But I was more insane than she was. I mean, I must have been really bad, what they tell me. And I had so many shock treatments, I didn't have a brain left in my head. But the Lord, Jesus, he is the restorer of what the canker worm and the palmer worm eat. And we didn't know anything about demons in those days, way back in the 50s. Didn't know anything about them. But my husband knew how to pray, and he knew how to call. After 6 weeks of trying to keep it secret, because I was such a big shot in the church, they didn't want the pastor and the deacons, and they didn't want anybody to know how bad off I was. And of course, I was so bad off, I didn't know how bad off I was. But he called the church after 6 weeks to fasting and prayer at the church. They came every day. He had the two children to take care of, and he had a lady there to help. And he would pray early in the morning at the church, and then he'd go to work. And all, at that time, it was all surface roads in Los Angeles, and in the San Fernando Valley, it's very hard to get to work. He would get there at noon. He'd run out there and pray. At night, he'd run out there and pray. And they started it on Sunday morning. He asked everybody in the church that was interested in praying for Irma to come upstairs. He told me all this. They came up, a few people, not very many people, was interested in fasting and praying. But out of that 250 congregation, there was a few women came up and a few men, and they began to pray on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I woke up. Came out, not totally, but I woke up to find out, where am I? What am I doing here? And by Saturday, was it Saturday or Sunday, you came after me?
Well, they gave me permission to just take you out for a ride, and I never took you back.
I never went back. Now, some of you may think I belong back there. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to tell them. The Holy Spirit comes in like wind. The evil spirits go out like air or breath. And you breathe out. Now, when you have a baby, they tell you to bear down. Now, if you don't bear down, they whack you on the leg and say, bear down. And I remember I was in the Catholic hospital, and those nuns, they had no mercy on me. They kept saying, bear down, bear down. And they told me, you're going to get a lot worse. Well, I'm going to tell you, bring up, vomit, do something, breathe out. Don't sit there passive, or I'm going to come down there.
All right. We're going to get rid of these things. Father, I come in the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, that name to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. I come in the authority and dominion of that name and take that place of authority as priest over this household and over this congregation this afternoon. And I take authority over every demon power and every evil spirit, and I bind it to the day of judgment. Ask, Father, for you to send the angels of the Lord to assist us here this afternoon to drive out these evil spirits and to keep them till you judge them at that day of judgment. In Jesus' name I bind you. I command you to come out in the name of the Lord. Set these people free. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. I break your power and dominion. I take your rights away. Father, if there's any sin been committed, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Wash us in the blood. Any sin that our ancestors have committed that allowed these spirits rights to our lives, I ask, Father, for the authority to break those curses in the name of Jesus, because Jesus became a curse, so we don't have to bear the curses. In Jesus' name, I break the power of the curse. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash us of the sins of our ancestors. I break the power of the curse from over us, and I loose us from their power and dominion in the name of the Lord. Now, in Jesus' name, you come out. Come out in Jesus' name.
Yes, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go all rejection, rebellion, bitterness. I want all basic deliverance, all the common demon families to go in Jesus' name. All rejection, rebellion, and bitterness that came in through the teaching today on holidays, on the occult and related subjects, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power. I break all curses of idol worship. I break all curses of lustful conception. I break all curses of those who call good evil and evil good. I break the curse of the Antichrist, and I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of the Antichrist, idol worship, witchcraft, Pan, Cupid, Lupercus, ghosts, dogs, sadism, Romulus, Remus, murder, mockery, human sacrifice, erotic love, perverted love, lust, fantasy lust, longing, Siva, third eye, Reiki, voluptuousness, fantasy sex, pierced five senses, zodiac signs, Cain's religion, all patron saints, unholy sex, unholy music, sorcery, seduction, seductive drugs, Hermes, adultery, bastards, nakedness, pining away, despondency, cheating, rainbow, desire, seduction, Kamadeva, Krishna, Rukh meaning, Preda Yuma, five arrows, Olympic, Dionysus, Banik, Tammuz, Semiramis, Jezebel, depression, pierced heart, Kama, Brahma, drama, be strong era, let yourself go, dry up, Zaya, spear, imp, evil dreams, Ahab, druids, hearts, despair, lying, dissatisfied, killing, Callisto, dejected, nymphs, bestiality, abortion, brokenheartedness. Come out, every spirit of the holidays, go. Image of jealousy, the chambers of images, the mourners for Tammuz, worshippers towards the sun. Idolatry, heathen worship, unclean thing, falsity, pagan rituals, witch, familiar spirits, wizards, abominations, evil, witchcraft, soothsayers, images, sorcerers, spirit of divination, spirit of fear, proud. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Every spirit of Saturnalia, Janus, Druid, Sacred Oaks, Charms, misleading, spirit of misleading. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of St. Patrick's Day, St. Valentine's Day, New Year's Day. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you. Come out, spirit of Orthodox Lent or Lent, abstinence, Babylonian goddess, Ishtar, Ishtar, pagan devil worshippers, go in Jesus' name, go, sun god, Adonis, Osiris, Bacchus, Liber, Tammuz, palm sunding, blessed palm in Willa, blessed olive in Willa, olive that has healing powers, Easter Sunday, go, every spirit of sacred symbol, spirit of the eggs, sacred eggs, go, goddess of rising light in day and spring, Easter, Ishtar, Ashtara, Ashtar, Ishtar, Ashtar, Diana of Euphrates, Satan worshippers, rabbit, fertility symbol, holy hot cross buns, queen of heaven, Tammuz, Baal, crying for Tammuz, May Day, come out, every spirit of May Day, in the name of Jesus Christ, and Easter Sunday, Maya, mother of Mercury, Flora, goddess of flowers, wine of the maypole, spirit of Halloween, come out in Jesus' name. Shamhain, Lord of the Dead, wicked spirits, fairies, witches, elves, druids, jack-o'-lanterns, Sabbath mass, sacrifice, fear, rebellion, haunted houses, unclean spirits, devil's colors, mass, reveler, honor and all dead saints. Come out, spirit of Mardi Gras, reign of evil, Baal, Bacchus, Saturn, go in Jesus' name. Go, spirit of St. John's Eve, Onis, Tammuz, Nimrod, Joannes, casting spells. Come out, spirit of Christmas. Christmas, Mass for Christmas, Eucharist, Transubstantiation, Saturnalia, Saturn, Baal, worshiping trees, fires, cedars, and oaks. Come out, spirit of Santa Claus, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of idolatry, false worship, worshiping green trees, dead stock of Nimrod, falsity, emptiness, futility, go in Jesus' name. Go, all adult practices tied in with holidays. Go right now, come on out. All adult practices tied in with holidays, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, loose them and set them free. Come out, all occult practices. Come out, spirits of enchantments, witchcraft, sorcery, divination, wizardry, necromancy, charms, stargazing, astrology, soothsaying, prognostication, observing times, magic. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, cursed objects and demon infestation that came in through books and objects identified with anything related to Satan's kingdom. Sinful activities of former residences, knocking or noisy ghosts, poltergeists and apparitions, owl and frog images of all types, witches' masks and fetishes used by witch doctors, objects and literature that pertain to false religions, cults, the occult and spiritism, graven images of gods or demons, objects dedicated to demons, idols and artifacts, Ouija boards and other occult paraphernalia, prayers and worship to demons, Mexican sun gods, idols, incense, Buddhas, hand-carved objects from Africa or the Orient, anything connected with astrology, horoscopes, fortune-telling, and so forth, books or objects associated with witchcraft, good luck charms, occult religions, metaphysics, Christian science, Jehovah's Witnesses, and so forth, rock and roll records and tapes, jewelry given to a person by someone in witchcraft, hex signs, ancient geometric and mystical motifs, jewelry designed to bring good luck and act as a talisman to chase evil, Egyptian ankh, broken cross, peace symbol, chaos, Polynesian tikis of gods, African jujus, Italian horn, protectors from the evil eye, hand with index and little fingers pointing up, crosses, clovers, stars, wishbones, lucky coins, mystic medals, horseshoes, religious fetishes and statues, products with cryptic curses, hidden secret occult curses, dolls used for witchcraft and magic, pulpits, cult objects or representations. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out of the people right now. Come out, the occult. Ruler of witchcraft, eye, death by hypnosis, third eye, karate, martial arts, judo, kung fu, Chinese karate, snake, mongoose, cat, cobra, spider, swan, lust for power, lust for dominance, occult divination, sorcerer, Open doors to the occult, foundation in the occult, wrappings on the wall, multiplying power of curses, baptism in witchcraft, black mass, Satan worship, Jezebel, female dominance, Ahem, male counterpart to Jezebel, yielding male, ESP, hypnosis, trance, medium, warlock, occult fears, charm, enchantment, fetish, come out, black arts, witches, love knot, devil's food, Indian kachina, conjuration, occult symbols, serpent sermon, stargazing, soothsayer, omens, prognostication, observing times, pass through the fire, familiar spirits, clairvoyant, occult, magicians, magic powers, augur, rebellion, stubbornness, false prophets, demon and idol worship, parapsychology, yoga, PK, charmer, magic charming, hearing voice, macabre, psychic portrait, spiritism, phrenology, numerology, great seal, alchemy, talesman. Come out, spirits of sorcery, sorcerers, sacrificing children or anything to idols, fortune telling, fortune tellers, calling on evil spirits, witchcraft, witches, warlocks, mediums, wizards, black magic, magicians, call forth spirits from the dead, serpent charmer, witchcraft, worshiping idols and images of gods, rebellion and stubbornness, false prophets and dreamers, demon possession, demon possessed, spiritism, encouraging demon activity, wrong religious doctrine and demon worship. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of fortune-telling, Ouija board, cards, good luck charms, seances, Edgar Casey, Gene Dixon, mind control, witchcraft, four-leaf clover, rabbit foot, wishbone, ESP, transcendental meditation, yoga, hypnosis, incense, pendulum, palm reading, automatic handwriting, pierced ears, horoscope, signs of the zodiac, voodoo, magic, levitation, water witching, tea leaf reading, secret organizations and lodges, eight ball, smoking, chewing tobacco, dipping snuff, drinking alcoholic beverages, Kabbalah, handwriting analysis, strychnine, arsenic, spirits of gene and chromosome damage, crystal ball, tarot cards, psychic reading, sorcery, drugs and pharmakia, LSD, Rubik's Cube, clairvoyance, telepathy, parapsychology, enchantments, potions, ankh, peace symbol, star David, and five-pointed stars, artifacts, tattoos, owls and frogs, snakes, self-realization, deja vu, martial arts, Buddhism, Zen, Hinduism, Taoism, yin and yang, Confucianism, acupuncture, Hare Krishna, bingo gambling and playing cards, gambling, reincarnation, Arthur Thorne, Ford, Ruth Montgomery, diving for metal or minerals or anything else, psycho-cybernetics, mind over matter, UFO, trances, dolls, originating in voodoo, psychometry, psychic predictions, clairaudience, second sight, auras, metaphysics, mental science, vision, superstition, fetishes, runes, amulets, talesmen, Satanism, Indian worship, Indian witchcraft, sun or moon worship, spiritual healing, Indian horn, Indian religion, war paint, maze fertility, Christian science healing, omens, karma, medium, sex signs, Jesus rock and roll, Italian, Irish, Gypsy, German, and so forth, witchcraft, rappings, poltergeists, haunted houses, fantasy, science fiction, Tolkien, conjuration, incantation, idolatry, TV shows like Marilyn, Walt Disney, and Rosemary's Baby. Come out, the spirits of the occult, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian science, Rosicrucianism, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ, go. All religious cults, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian science, Rosicrucianism, Theosophy, Urania, Subud, Latahun, Unity, Mormonism, Baha'ism, Unitarianism, Children of God, Unification, Forever Family, The Mission, The Process, Scientology, Love Israel, The Assembly, The Body, The Farm, The Way, Spiritualism, Swedenborgianism, Christian Delphinism, Inner Peace Movement, Spiritual Frontiers Fellowship, Association for Research and Enlightenment, Religious Research Foundation of America, Edgar Casey, Gene Dixon, Arthur Ford, come out, Ruth Montgomery, Eckhart Tolle, Herbert Armstrong, Eastern Star, Freemasonry, Seventh-day Adventism, Mary Baker Eddy, come out, all religious demonic practices and teachings. Come out, every spirit of ritualism, formalism, legalism, doctrinal obsession, seduction, doctrinal error, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation, religiosity, reincarnation, demonic healing groups, astral projection, chanting, charismatic witches, soul travel, karma, idol worship, incense, yoga, lotus, transcendental meditation, baptismal regeneration, cult book reading, bloodline, cult life, clearinghouse, cult control, consecration, deception, good works, metaphysics, Jesus only, varied studies and cults, predestination, Holy Ghost fear, jerking, psycho-cybernetics, 666, evolution studying and teaching, Eastern religion interest in studying. Come out, all martial arts, karate, kung fu, judo, quiet, kendo, jiap, acupuncture, moxibustion, remedial massage, herbal remedies, kung fu, wushu, kata, yoshito, Kaya, Hiawatha Yoga, Aikato, Enter the Dragon, Way of the Dragon, Return of the Dragon, Game of Death, Murder, Hate, Violence, Lust, Asmodeus, Fighting, Rage, Destruction, Osmodeus, Suicide, Sadism, Masochism, Meditation, Hypnosis, False Honor, come out, all false religions, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Islam, Shintoism, Confucianism, Hare Krishna, Zen Buddhism, Krishna Consciousness, I Ching, Indian Faker, Catholicism, come out, all Catholic spirits, candles, Catholic hymns, saints by name, dedication to saints, confessional, confession to the priest, confirmation, fear of priests, Holy Eucharist, Lords, Fatima, fear of excommunication, incense, Mariolatry, obedience to priests, one holy priesthood, one true church, one only church, prayers of saints, Pope, Queen of Heaven, Queen of Peace, Queen of Righteousness, spirits of Babylon, Antichrist with power and strength, Arminianism, loss of salvation, angel worship, idolatry, medals, miraculous medals, scapulars, feast day, Assumption, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Hail Mary, sign of the cross, way of the cross, masochism, infant baptism, penance, first communion, extreme unction, Mariolatry, studying, rosary, Buddhism, holy water, missals, catechisms, titles of Mary, Mother of God, Great Harlot, Nimrod, Tammuz, consecration of Mary as a slave, Nicaea of Columbus, Holy Mother Church, statues by name, Sacred Heart, veneration of Pope, bishops, priests, Lady of St. Carmel, come out, veneration of relics, tabernacles, chalice, worship of the host, Immaculate Conception, Antichrist Christmas, necromancy, praying to the dead, glory be ejaculations, veneration of the crucifix, infant of Prager, Lady of Guadalupe, magic of seven sacraments, false salvation doctrine, false anointings of baptism and confirmation, false baptism of the Holy Spirit, Catholic matrimony, ordination of priesthood, plenary and partial indulgence, media tricks of all graces, semiramis, receiving and administering sacraments, celebrating mass, spirit of death, stoicism, sadism, masochism, Eucharistic devotion, false confession, consecrations, Catholicism, false religion, false orders, false devotions, religious deception, false confirmation, praying, kissing, bowing, and incense and relics, going to and hearing confessions, consecration and adoring the host, making vows of obedience, chastity and poverty and breaking them, prayers and novenas to saints, blind obedience to superiors, doctrine of transubstantiation, spirit of the man in the black suit, obedience to the priesthood, false vows, false obedience, virgins by name, false organization, false laying on of hands, false religious authority, religious mind control, false tongues, false visions, false dreams, false prophecy, false preaching, false celibacy. Come out, all religious work spirits, worse religions, good works, unbelief, doubt, another Jesus, false tongues, false baptism, false gifts, false divine healing, false dreams, false prophecy, false prophets, false hope, false joy, false testimony, false visions, false holiness, hypocrisy, holy ground, holy roller, passion through the fire, poison drinking, snake handling, woman preacher, false purity, false regenerator, snake venom, shaking inside and outside. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on. Up and out of people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You will loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out, all princes, kings, world rulers, accident, accident prone, bone breaker, back breaker, traumatic shock, paralysis, crippling, deformity, atrophy, depression, discouragement, hopelessness, despair, suicide, death, affliction, spinal cord scar tissue, roots of infirmity. Come out, shame and embarrassment, troubled will and conflict, rebellion and idolatry, grief, bitterness, resentment and envy, disobedience, curse of Jezebel, vanity and pride, curse of the law, acupuncture and acupressure, witchcraft and occult, hypnotism and demonism, psychic or metaphysical healing, spiritualism, Christian science, Taoism, pantheism, reincarnation, astrology, envy, jealousy. Come out, all ailments, tooth decay, leukemia, cancer of the bone, tuberculosis of the bone, acne, carbuncle, skin cancer, menstrual cramps, diarrhea, colitis, cancer of bowels, eye trouble, bowel upset, cancer, hernia, brutishness, unteachable ignorance, kidney stones, kidney failure, kidney infection, kidney panic, heart disturbances, melancholy, sadness, scalp ailments, fallen hair, female cancer, uncontrollable body odor, venereal disease, inflammation of a fungus, infection in sex organs, restlessness, inability to sleep, aimlessness, futility, pestilence, consumption, TB, fever, inflammation, blasting, prevents growth, botch, boils, inroads, hemorrhoids, heart attack, astonishment of heart, itch, eczema, psoriasis, fungus, madness, blindness, scab, measles, smallpox, encephalitis, schizophrenia, Latourette syndrome, Huntington's chorion, St. Vitus Dane, spinal meningitis, polio, muscular sclerosis, stroke, scoliosis. Come out, all diseases found in the Bible. ague, blains, balls, blemish, blindness, botch, broken-handed, broken-footed, bruises, canker, crooked back, dropsy, wart, dwarf, emrod, flat nose, flux, gangrene, halt, impotent, infirmity, inflammation, ischium, itch, lameness, leprosy, lunacy, madness, maim, murrain, palsy, pestilence, scab, scald, scurvy, sores, wind, withered, worms, and wounds. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all functional diseases of the body. Miraham, controller, female allergies, Taipei, mouth gums, water J, gluttony, body illness, ruler of octopus, phyllis, gluttony, arcolius, fatness, sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, leukolias, pain of the stomach, large infection of the colon and colon cancer, bozo, stomach infection, boys, pancreas, carpus, stomach nerves, denomus, gallbladder, Hiawatha, Indian, glandular malfunctions of the body fluids, swelling, moxie, chest pains, Monroe, breast cancer under ruler, cerulitis, controller, French stimulus, right breast, ruler, arcuteus, left breast, pili, lymph glands of breast, varicose, mushroom growth type of breast cancer, Colbeck, bone marrow, UPDs, ear, deafness, Opias, puts parasites and organisms into the body. Come out, Targa, broken rhythm into the heart, Yaconda, blood cancer, citizen, convulsions and epilepsy, respond, pituitary glands, Doritis, pituitary glands, violent, Wolfe, heart blockage, foot pain, come out, in the right of the right foot, out of the left foot, uniculitis, pain in the neck, urolitis, ear infections, come out all ear infections, come out all emotional, come out vanity, flippancy of emotion, stoicism, no feeling, controller, all controllers come out in the name of Jesus, accusation, criticism, selfishness, sloth, self-pity, fear of disapproval, disobedience against obedience, guilt, resentment, sorrow, causing to sleep in a spiritual environment, rebellion, excessive tiredness, play-acting, dramatic choreography, gameplay and taunting, over-concern of what others think, blood pressure, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, go in the name of Jesus, rapid heartbeat, heart blockage, cancer in the cells of the human anatomy, come out in Jesus' name. Come out all body pain. I call out controller Francis. Come out body pain, shaking of the body, bone and marrow, back pain in the spine, serpents. Come out right now, gene diction snake. Come out of the knees. Come out all of the knees, out of the sternum. Come out, body pain. Pain, energy force from outer space. Go in Jesus' name. Go, pain from outer space. Radiational force, Taipei. Copy demon, go. Copy another characteristics. Come out of the back of the neck. Osmodius, Asmodius. Destroyer, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Blocking human will, ruler of spiritual bondage, fighting against Jesus Christ, blocking reading the word, blocking all knowledge, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on, loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out of them in Jesus' name. That's right, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out every spirit of adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, variations, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose upon the Spirit on the people. I loose upon them love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I loose upon the Spirit on them, and I command the fruit of the devil to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All the fruit of the devil, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power, and I drive you out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The fruit of the devil, go, go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, forgetfulness of mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all forgetfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. I stir you up and I drive you out. I drive out spirits out of the respiratory system, out of the circulatory system, out of the nervous system, out of the muscular system, out of the skeletal system. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. All these demons of infirmity, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the sins of Egypt. Come out of the sins of Egypt in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the heart, out of the mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I call out every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law. I call out every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law. Come out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I call out plagues, wonderful plagues, plagues of long continuous. Come out, plagues of long continuous and wonderful plagues in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all the demons that come in through curses of infirmity, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, spirits of lack of joy and lack of gladness and unthankfulness. Come out, spirits of unthankfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out that spirit of the yoke of iron which come in through unthankfulness. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. I bind your power and I drive you out. All the curses. Come out, the curses in the name of Jesus Christ. All these curses, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all these curses. I break all curses for disobedience. Curse in the city, curse in the field, curse in the basket in the store, curse in the fruit of the body, curse in the fruit of the land, curse in the kine, curse in the flocks of the sheep. Curse it when you go in and curse it when you go out. A cursing, come out, spirits of cursing, vexation, rebuke, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Cursing, vexation, and rebuke. Go, spirits of infirmity, infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease, of all forms and fashions, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You will loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. Passing through the fire, divination, observer of times, enchanter, witch, charmer, consulter with familiar spirits, wizard, necromancer, all abominations, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all abominations. Go, spirits of disobedience. Go right now, spirits of disobedience. Come out, spirits of rebellion. Rebellion of all types, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, rebellion of all types. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You will go. You will loose them and set them free. Come on. Come on, I want rebellion of all types in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all these rebellious spirits. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on out right now. Come out, every spirit of envy. Envy and strife. Jealousy and envy. Strife. Go, come out. Jealousy and envy. Strife. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out of people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Jealousy and envy and strife. Come out, all curses. Come out, curses, wish of evil, go, wish of evil, imprecation, imprecating evil, calling mischief good and good mischief, go, spirits of injury, execration, go in the name of it, blasting, vexing, harassing, tormenting, great calamities, go in Jesus' name. We break all curses in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. Now, come on, just keep on coming out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind your power. Come out, spirits of mental illness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucinations, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All mental illness, all schizophrenia, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out, every spirit, paranoid spirits, schizophrenic spirits, double-mindedness, two souls. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, all mental illness. I break your power and I drive you out right now. Come out, every spirit of drugs. I call out drugs of all types, poisons of all types, drugs and fortunes. I drive out the spirits of pharmakia, sorcery, witchcraft. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Drugs and fortunes, addictions and compulsions, addictive to drugs and medications. Come out, all addictive medications. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of addictive medications, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no... Come out, spirits that came in through abused children. I call out the spirits that came in through abused children. Mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. Come out, spirits, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Up and out of people right now in Jesus' name. Go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, all sexual impurity demons. I drive out spirits of lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out. Come out, all rebellious spirits, rebellion, disobedience, self-will, stubbornness, anti-submissiveness, destruction, subversion, resistance, interference, friction, repulse, defiance, aggressiveness, scorn, sorcery, seduction, sullenness, taking tranquilizers, taking drugs, restlessness, witchcraft, unholy sex, greed, lying, hate, evil plotting and planning, evil control of others, unrighteous judgment, rock music, Christian rock, deceit, trickery, betrayal, pride, false love, arrogance, conniving, confusion, masculine women, effeminate men, insecurity, frustration, depression, and doubt. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. All hate, vengeance. Come out, every spirit of hate, every spirit of vengeance, every spirit of envy and strife. Go. Hate, vengeance, envy, and strife. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. Come out, the spirit of the passive mind, the spirit of the passive mind. Go. Deception, errors in order of invasion, passive will, mind, imagination, judgment, reason, conscience, spirit, body, and whole man. Come out, all spirits of passivity. Come out, spirits of passivity. I loose the spirits of activity upon the people in Jesus' name. Come out, I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You will loosen it. Come out the spirits. I stir up the spirits in the subconscious mind. I command the spirits in the subconscious mind to manifest, identify, and reveal themselves and come out as in Jesus. Come out. All the spirits in the subconscious mind, go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all spirits that came in through grief and bitterness, go. Come out, spirits that came in through grief and bitterness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all Indian curses and I drive out Indian spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all Indian spirits in Jesus' name. All curses are broken. All Indian spirits must go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I break all curses on any black people. And I command the curses of the black people to go. Come out, the curses of black people, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go, all Indian spirits, go right now. Spirits, Indian spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All curses are broken. All soul ties are broken. I call out the spirits of the soul ties. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits that came in through soul ties. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, soul ties. Soul ties that came in through incest, rape, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality. Go, go, all soul ties that came in. Go, soul ties to bloodless religions, blood brothers, blood sisters, by rights, witchcraft, occult. Go right now. Satan worship, fortune tellers, mediums, cults, doctors, psychiatrists, social workers, psychotherapists, mental institutions. Go, all demons that came in through soul ties. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go, all demons that came in through soul ties in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All controllers, go right now. Come out, the spirits of Ahab. Come out and break the curse of Ahab, the curse of Jezebel. Come out, spirits of Ahab. Spirits of Jezebel, whether in men or women. Go right now. Jezebelic spirits in men. Ahab spirits in women. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I call out all ruler demons. I call out all powers, principalities, evil forces, this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. I call out all angels, fallen angels. Go right now. All angels and fallen angels. Go right now in Jesus. Come out, fallen angels in Jesus' name. Go, I want every spirit of fallen angels to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. All demon association with any organization, I break the association with any organization. I command the demons to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Demon association with education, entertainment, government, government agencies, lodges, religions, recreations, travel, home life, business, law enforcement, psychiatry, and medicine. I break the ties between with medicine. I break the Hippocratic Oath. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Come out. The spirit of the Hippocratic Oath, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirit of pornography, blood transfusion, seduction, rebellion, country music, white and black magic, white and black witchcraft, astrology, signs of zodiac, self-help program, self-hypnosis, principalities, powers, authorities, kingdoms, rulers, strong men, strongholds, imaginations, high things, disobedience, occult, soul ties, valiant, direct, phenobarbital, anesthesics, fantasy lust, bankruptcy, poorness, lack, loss, need, greed, covetousness, counterfeit, disco lies, Nimrod, scouting, ritualism, symbolism, demonology, death and hell, love potions, lotus, oral sex, confusion, forgetfulness, poverty, failure, serpents, scorpions, dirtiness, orneriness, divorce, separation, Halloween, ghosts, jack-o'-lanterns, goblins, barrenness, sterility, diseases, mind occult, mind binding, mind confusion, foul and evil spirits, go in Jesus' name, go. I drive out all spirits that came in through lodges, societies, and social agents to use the Bible and God as a basis, but omitting the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Go. I drive out all spirits of cults that deny the blood of Jesus Christ or philosophy that denies the divinity of Christ. I drive out all demons that came in through books, literature, music, and so forth, dealing with false religion. All demons from false religion studied, believed, and taught, unrighteous practices engaged in. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these religious demons, I command all these religious demons to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out. Come on, up and out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Just keep on coming out. All spirits that came in through Valentine's Day, go in Jesus' name. Every spirit that came in through Valentine's Day. I break all ancestral curses. I break all soul ties. I drive away all angelic spirits. Come out, all sexual demons, fornication, idolatrous sex orgies. Adultery, masculine women, effeminate men, abusers of the self with mankind, arsenicoi, sodomite, oral or anal copulation, sensual, carnal, voluptuous, senses, appetites, evil concupiscence, inordinate affections, excessiveness, lasciviousness, lewd emotions, filthy communication, obscene, blasphemy, profanity, masturbation, homosexuality, catamile, lesbianism, pornography, exposure, and cleanliness. Perversion, lust and passion, fantasy lust, fantasies, obscene music, poetry, literature and art, occult sex, immorality, incest, harlotry, rape, prejudice, bad dreams, heterosexuality. Come out all sexual diseases in the name of Jesus Christ. Venereal diseases, gonorrhea, chancroid, granuloma ingulase, serorectal infection, syphilis, congenital syphilis, gonorrheal syphilis, venereal lymphogranuloma, AIDS, meningitis, endocarditis. Come out.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.